This is your voice in the Driftless Region, WDRT, Viroqua, 91.9 FM.
Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 3 and 4 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 83, west wind with gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 60, and on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 81. And in the news for today, in a report that comes to us with permission from WISP Politics, a split Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled unmanned drop boxes are illegal and voters must deliver their absentee ballots by mail or in person to their clerks. The 4-3 ruling found the Wisconsin Elections Commission gave inappropriate advice to local clerks that they could use the drop boxes as the COVID-19 pandemic swept across Wisconsin and the nation. WEC staff may have been trying to make voting as easy as possible during the pandemic, but whatever their motivations, WEC must follow Wisconsin statutes. Good intentions never override the law, Justice Rebecca Bradley wrote for the majority. Bradley was joined in the majority by fellow conservatives Brian Hagedorn, Pat Rogensack, and Annette Ziegler. Writing for the minority, Justice Ann Walsh Bradley wrote, "Drop boxes are a, quote, simple and perfectly legal solution to making voting easier, particularly in the midst of a global pandemic," end quote. She lamented the ruling wasn't a surprise from the court. It has seemingly taken the opportunity to make it harder to vote or to inject confusion into the process whenever it has been presented with the opportunity, Bradley wrote. She was joined by fellow liberals Rebecca Dallet and Jill Karofsky. The national average for a gallon of regular gas was below $5 by last Friday. The price drop from record highs reached earlier this month is bringing modest relief at the pump for beleaguered drivers, said travel organization AAA in a statement. While the drop represents a small dose of good news for drivers, gas was still hovering near $5 a gallon in the U.S. and Wisconsin. The national average price was $4.96 last Wednesday, about a nickel less than a week ago. But that's still 37 cents more than a month ago and $1.89 more than a year ago, according to AAA. The average price in Wisconsin was $4.82 a gallon, down 10 cents a gallon from the record high of $4.92 set on June 12th. Information for this report comes from the Wisconsin State Journal. Beginning this week, the Nearly Noon News will be focusing reporting on state and local primary elections, which will take place on Tuesday, August 9th. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.
Support comes from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, offering help to quit commercial tobacco with medications and support provided by the American Indian Quit Line. Professional coaches who respect American Indian culture and traditions are ready to help. More information is available at wiquitline.com or 1-888-7-AI-QUIT.
Support for WDRT comes from Driftless Curiosity, announcing their land-based wellness retreat, July 22nd through 24th, with offerings on physical, mental, spiritual, and dietary wellness topics. Information and registration at driftlesscuriosity.org.
Support also comes from the Bank of Cashton, an independent community bank since 1899, working to improve our community by giving time, energy, and financial support to community organizations and efforts like WDRT. Bankofcashton.com for more information.
This is community-supported radio, WDRT, Viroqua, 91.9 FM, and on the internet, wdrt.org.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
I'm running for Congress.
There is no turning it around at this point. You've won.
Joining us now is Representative Gabrielle Giffords.
Gabby was a star.
If an idea is a good idea, it's a good idea.
Your fiancé, Mark Kelly, who is who?
He's an astronaut.
I was the commander of the Space Shuttle Endeavor at the time. Gabby knew the risk involved. Turns out she had the risky job.
Congresswoman Giffords was the target of the mass shooting. I have just come from the University Medical Center, where our friend Gabby courageously fights to recover.
Typically, with an injury to the brain with a gunshot wound, it's less than 10% that they would even survive.
She's beginning several months of rehab.
Give me two fingers. All right. Give me five.
Gabby suffered from aphasia, which is a language impairment.
Gabby Giffords won't back down. Today, as mass shootings continue to rock the country, we'll look at a new film premiering across the country. It follows the former Arizona congresswoman as she fights to recover from an attempted assassination in 2011, deals with aphasia, and emerges as one of the most eloquent activists in the U.S. battle against gun violence. We'll speak with the film's award-winning directors, Julie Cohen and Betsy West, makers of the films My Name is Polly.